What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Bill from Port Orchard is. Bill, are you there?
Ready to go.
Hey, Bill, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get that cheat sheet?
I was, but I always mute it because I like a fair competition with Steve.
All right, understood.
Love that. I love that about you, Bill.
All right, Steve, Bill is ready to rock, so get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing at home, Bill has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
According to the nursery rhyme, who sat on her tuffet?
Little Miss Muffet.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the pylorus?
Liver.
No.
Kidneys.
No.
Stomach.
Yes. What animal can be described as a wild pig from Africa?
A boar.
No.
Pass.
Which president installed a putting green at the White House in 1954?
Kennedy.
No.
Pass.
In what country will you find the state of Tabasco?
Mexico.
Correct. Elliott Bay Towers were fictional Seattle apartments from what TV show?
Friends.
No.
Great Anatomy.
No.
Pass.
What is the chemical symbol for chlorine?
Cl.
Yes. Dog mushing is the official state sport of which U.S. state?
Alaska.
Yes. What WNBA team does Caitlin Clark play for?
Pass.
In Greek mythology, who ruled the underworld?
Hades.
Yes. And with that, you got 6 correct, Bill.
All right. Well, let's see how Steve does.
Let's see how Steve does. Coming off of his 69th tie.
That was a good moment.
That was a big moment.
It was a special moment.
Steve, are you ready?
Showtime.
According to the nursery rhyme, who sat on her tuffet?
Little Miss Muffet.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find the pylorus?
In the tush?
No.
I don't know. The chest?
No.
The stomach?
Yes. In what animal can be described as a wild pig from Africa?
A boar?
No.
Wild pig from Africa? Peter Porker?
No.
Spider Ham?
No. Which president installed a putting green at the White House in 1954?
Let's go Roosevelt.
No.
Eisenhower.
Yes. In what country will you find the state of Tabasco?
Sauce.
No.
I don't know. What, huh?
In what country would you find the state of Tabasco?
Let's go with Mexico.
Yes. Elliott Bay Towers were fictional Seattle apartments from what TV show?
Frasier?
Yes. What is the chemical symbol for chlorine?
CL.
It is. Dog mushing is the official state sport of which U.S. state?
Alaska.
Correct. What WNBA team does Caitlin Clark play for?
The Indiana Fever.
She does. In Greek mythology, who ruled the underworld?
Aquaman.
No.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No. Steve, it doesn't matter because you got a score of 8, and that is a victory.
Yes.
8-6. Sorry, Bill.
That's all right. He's beat me 3 times now, so...
Well, that's kind of what he does.
I look forward to the 4th.
It's kind of his thing. The animal that can be described as a wild pig from Africa, we just saw them at the zoo. Warthog.
A warthog.
A warthog. In Greek mythology, the ruler of the underworld, our friend Bill knew that it is Hades.
Hades.
Congratulations on your big victory, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
MXPX just announced that they are doing a show at the Showbox in January. So we're very excited to get all the details and catch up with our buddy Mike Herrera from MXPX after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, Bremerton's finest, MXPX, Danny's favorite band in the world, has announced 2 new shows coming back to the Great Pacific Northwest. And we have Mike Herrera joining us right now to talk about these 2 shows coming up in 2026. Good morning, Mike.
Hello. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're fired up. New shows happening in January. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Yeah, we just announced these shows. They're in 2026, but the promoter was telling us that we chose a place that's going to sell out within the next couple weeks. It's too small. But we love the Showbox, so we're like, let's just play here at least another time. Let's play here again, because we love it.
And I can imagine for you being around here forever, like, you have probably some, like, really strong connections to the Showbox, not just for your band playing, but, like, because I think about, like, you know, so many great bands that I've gotten to see there, like, bucket list bands I've gotten to see perform there, bands that are on, like, a level, like you said, like, they're playing there, that it's too small of a venue for them, but they still did a show there. Do you have any memories of bands that you saw at the Showbox where you're just like, yeah, I will never forget these shows?
Yeah, Tom and I, our guitar player for MXPX, we always go to shows, and we've been to a ton of great shows there. I'm going to say Cheap Trick was one of my all-time favorites.
Yep.
Just seeing Cheap Trick in the Showbox, I was like, what? We're not at Budokan. We're not in Japan. We're in Seattle. That was awesome. I saw Stray Cats there, Brian Setzer Orchestra, Stray Cats. That was amazing. And it just seems so wild to see somebody like that, because I grew up listening to Stray Cats. Like, before I knew what punk was, before I knew what rock was, it was just music to me.
Yep.
And I didn't know it was rockabilly either. So, yeah, it was an amazing show, too.
The first, I don't play guitar, I play drums, but the first thing I ever learned on guitar was Stray Cat strut. And I thought I was the coolest dude because I could play Stray Cat strut when it's like 2 notes.
Absolutely. And it holds up, too. That riff is so cool still. I love it.
Mike, I want to ask you to tell Mike Herrera from MXPX again. There's 2 shows happening January 9th at the Commodore in Vancouver, which is like their version of the Showbox. I've been there, and it's such a great sounding room. And then, of course, our version of the Showbox, which is the Showbox. You're going to be doing a show there on January 10th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. and get tickets and information at mxpx.com. Every once in a while, Daniel will come in and be like, oh, this band played. Oh, guess what? Mike Herrera jumped up on stage and performed with them. And I always think that is so cool. If you had to put together maybe your top 3 times that you jumped up on stage with a band that's not yours and performed with them, which ones would those be?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, geez. I know I'm going to miss probably some of them, but, I was just, over in Seattle, Simple Plan was here.
Yep.
And they were playing at WAMU Theater, which we played there too. It's a great spot. Got up on stage with them. Always a blast. I would say honorable mention is Less Than Jake. They have a song called Look What Happened. One of my favorite songs that they do. Every time they play it, I just have to sing. And then I find myself getting on stage, even if we hadn't talked about it. So sometimes I'll just bum rush the stage. So Less Than Jake's fun. Yeah.
Mike, I know you guys released the album Find a Way Home back in 2023. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that was your 11th studio album.
So it was.
Taylor Swift also has 11 studio albums. And she just announced this week that she's releasing her 12th studio album. So I was wondering, are you also going to make an announcement about your 12th studio album anytime soon?
Okay. Well, damn. Taylor. Why has Taylor got to put me on the spot?
She's like, prolific, man.
So we've been in this sort of, arms race with Taylor our whole career, really.
Yes. And
So I wasn't prepared for this, but yes, we are working on a new album. It is number 12. I've written, I think most of the songs, we might have like one or two I'm still working on, but MXPX has been in the studio, not recording yet, but you know, you have to like get the pre-production ready. You have to like figure out the song. So that's what we've been doing. And we are preparing to go into the studio this fall in between some of the shows that we have.
Working on album number 12, got the shows coming up. You also do a podcast, and I saw just recently you had James Stuckey, who's one of the equipment managers for the Seattle Kraken. I was just curious for you, like, were you a fan of hockey before the Kraken came to town, or was the Kraken what got you hooked on hockey?
Okay, it's a two-parter, because I wasn't a fan. No, you're right. I became a fan after going to a bunch of Kraken games.
Awesome.
But I had gone to a few hockey games in my life, throughout my life, always enjoyed it, but we just never had a thing, you know, like, and then when the Kraken came, wow, now we have something we can go and support. And I got to mention, my second part is now my hometown Bremerton has a hockey team. It's an amateur, it's not professional, but they're called the Bremerton Sockeyes. It's their second season.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to, you know, support the Kraken in Seattle, but also have the hometown love.
I'm already envisioning that the Sockeyes probably have some pretty great merch.
I think so. Because Bremerton is a seaport kind of vibe, same as Seattle. It's the Sockeyes, it's a salmon. Like, what is a sockeye? It's a salmon. It's a fish. And apparently they don't have teeth. So it's like, what kind of mascot doesn't have teeth? So they put teeth on the sockeye mascot.
Make it intimidating.
I hope it's missing some teeth. Otherwise, it's not a true hockey fish.
I'm sure it is.
We're chatting with Mike Herrera from MXPX. You guys have two shows that have just been announced. January 9th up in Vancouver at the Commodore. And then January 10th at the Showbox right here in Seattle. And people can get those tickets beginning Friday at 10 a.m. with all the info at MXPX.com. We mentioned, you know, merch for sports teams, but I'm back on the MXPX merch really quick. And I just wanted to just shine a little light on this. You guys have like barbecue tools and barbecue swag. You've got steak seasoning. Are you guys all big barbecue fanatics? Because I just wanted to point out that our friend Steve Miggs just ate meat for the first time in like 2.5 years when we were down in Austin, Texas. I'm thinking that we might need to get some MXPX steak seasoning and have him try some meat with that on it.
Absolutely. I will send you guys a little container of it. It's so cool. I'm a grill fan. I've actually been grilling all summer long because we got this new gear. So I'm like, all right, we're grilling every night. So we just try to come up with fun ideas just to make it fun, keep it interesting. And the grill set was just another step in that direction.
What we need next from you then is foam fingers. We need MXPX foam fingers.
Done. All right. We can make that happen.
Yes.
Is it the number one, but it's the middle finger? Is that what
whatever,
it is?
However you want to put the fingers. You just do whatever you want. You can have the devil horns. You can have the shocker. You can hang loose. It could be a shocker. Whatever. You have the Vulcan salute.
The Vulcan. Oh, sorry. The shocker. Yeah, the shocker.
Mike Herrera, thank you so much for taking some time and chatting us up about the new shows coming up. We're very excited to see you back in Seattle on January 10th.
Can't wait to see you guys. Bye. Much love, you guys.
All right, take care. Much love.
Take care. Bye.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that is not a cult, but it feels like a cult? The internet has come together to answer this question,
MXPX.
Steve Migs.
Yeah.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
We came across this post on a random Facebook page, and the post said this: name something that is not a cult, but feels like a cult.
Oh, God.
And it has already amassed over 18,000 comments in one day.
I know. I got sucked into it yesterday, just kind of reading through them. And I was playing the fun game of which one am I guilty of? Am I in that cult or not?
Did you find a lot of cults that you're subscribing to?
Yeah. Just call me Charles Manson, man. I'm in a lot of cults.
Well, a lot of people are having fun with it. So we've got to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments. And it'd be kind of fun to see if any of us are guilty of being in some of these cults, or if all three of us are guilty of being in some of these cults. And I figured who better to read these than the ultimate cult leader. And this person actually is in the news because, well, they're going to be on a certain podcast tonight. They're the leader of the cult known as the Swifties.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Robot Taylor Swift will be reading these comments about things that people believe are a cult that really aren't a cult. Are you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
All right, here we go.
Homeowner associations.
I agree that is a cult. I am glad that I'm not in that cult.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone on our show would ever be a part of the home. Danny gets his head, dips his toes in a lot of things, though. Like, he'll help, you know, put together, like, his high school reunion. He helps put together our morning radio convention. Obviously, helps put together this radio show.
He loves a job title.
Yeah,
he does.
The problem is I'm never going to own a house. So I don't think I'll ever be a part of a homeowners association.
If we could get him into a home.
He'd be perfect for president.
Could I nominate you to be a part of our homeowners association?
Can I live in your house?
I mean, you can. We got an extra room. I got an inflatable mattress.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Diet Coke lovers. Seriously, have you met them? They be crazy.
That is us.
I mean, I don't drink a ton of Diet Coke, but there are. If I'm going to have a soda, it's definitely going to be Diet Coke.
Had one last night.
Nice.
Crushed it, too. I never knew that was considered like a cult until I started drinking Diet Coke, because I like the way they taste.
Same.
At the end of the day. And then people get all like, not weird, but they always have to bring up, oh, you're part of the Diet Coke cult.
I don't know. I agree. It tastes better. I'm not doing it for the calorie situation.
But also rock a Diet better. Pepsi. I'm not like anti other drinks. I had a Diet Barks yesterday.
Whoa. Now we're getting crazy.
How was it?
Phenomenal. I might be part of that cult.
Those damn emo night kids. Seriously, where did they all come from?
I agree.
I know, man. They're just annoying.
Their leader is the worst.
It's funny because for a while I just thought, oh, it's just Danny and his little thing. But my goodness, like, I feel like everyone I know is like either talking about going to or referencing emo night.
Or when you go and every single one of them's packed and then all of a sudden you're just like, I get it.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I want to go more.
I do like My Chemical Romance after all.
Any sports fans ever.
Okay.
That's true.
You're not wrong. I am a part of that cult. I get way too into sports.
I mean, people end up like shaping their entire identity around their sports fandom. It gets a little out of control.
Oh, absolutely. I my Sundays, I will stress out if someone wants to do something on a Sunday when the Seahawks are playing.
I want to know how many sports jerseys are owned between the two of you.
Wow. I'm going to guess a lot.
Them Girl Scouts and the damn crack they sell every year. Little Witches.
Okay, we don't need to call the Girl Scouts Little Witches, but you're right.
They got the good stuff. I'm here for it.
See, I hear that and I'm like, oh no, they're just calling them because they cast a spell on us to just think that the Girl Scout cookies are the greatest things ever.
They do. They cast that spell outside of most QFCs. Yeah.
And you can't say no because they're sweet.
And they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not like Girl Scout cookies?
Mm. Oh. Yeah, I mean, they're fine.
Samoa, that's the goat. You know, everybody knows it.
I don't remember the last time I actually bought a box.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying.
I eat them if they get brought into work.
I'm going to go for like a good chocolate chip cookie over a Girl Scout cookie any day.
Oh, I would take a Snickerdoodle cookie from Jackson's over a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
We're not part of that cult.
Cool, we're not in that cult at least.
People that go to concerts and do everything the lead singer asks them to.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so am I not supposed to wave them like I just don't care?
Put your hands up. Now!
I am that idiot whenever the singer's like, all right, everyone to the left of me, scream. I'm like, oh, I'm to the left of them. Ah!
Apple users. People swear up and down that their phone is better, but yet they get excited for updates that's been available to other phones 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That's true. You guys are weird.
I know. Whenever we get excited about a feature, Tyron's like, yeah, my Android has done that for like 3 years now.
Oh, you mean this?
WWE fans.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that one. Let's go back to the emo night one.
Vegans.
All right, what are we?
God.
I'm feeling very targeted right
now.
You
are getting attacked from every angle.
Burning Man, which I'll be going to for the 10th time in just a couple of weeks.
Oh my God, are you going to the burn?
Have you ever gone to Burning Man? That seems
hell
like
hell no.
Would you want to?
Like, theoretically, I would love to, but 9 days in like the dusty heat, I think I would lose it.
I remember that one of my buddies was talking about Burning Man. I'm like, that sounds like it's going to be so much fun. He's like, and then we have to pack a bunch of water because if you run out of water, you're just SOL because it's like there's nothing there for you. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't sound like a
no.
Lot of fun,
I want a convenience store somewhere nearby.
Something. One more.
Starbucks drinkers. Keep drinking your venti Americano with pumpkin spice and a cake pop, too.
Oh, okay. Those damn cake pops. I just bought one for Barrett the other day. They're almost $4.
I know, but they're delicious.
They are really good.
And also, it's not a venti, it's a grande.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so excited to be heading to the Everett Aqua Sox game on Sunday, August 24th. The Daily Mix Show is going to be in Section J on the third base side, and the first pitch is at 4:05.
And what does J stand for?
Joint. Bring your friends, your family, spread the word, and grab your tickets before they're gone at KISW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As you get started with your day, maybe you're preparing to leave the house and head to work, you want to have some things you can talk about when you get there. That's why we're going to help out with some pop culture information. We're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer is attempting to bring back Johnny Depp to the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise.
I honestly didn't even know he was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he was gone and said that he had been feeling betrayed by Disney after they dropped him from the franchise during that legal battle that he was going through with his ex-wife Amber Heard.
Okay, now I remember. Yeah, I just thought that there's been a massive break for the Pirates of the Caribbean. Now that's right, okay.
Well, now he's back in conversations with all of this stuff. They are apparently working on a screenplay, but then the final decision will be in Disney's court based on one of the, you know, theme park rides, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
You said Disney's court. For some reason, I was thinking like Mickey Mouse is like the judge. He has to go up to him and explain why he deserves to come back to Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think that's legit. Make Mickey make that choice.
Have you watched the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
I think I watched like the first couple. How many are there?
Four.
I think I've seen two.
I've never seen a single scene other than like what's on like YouTube or what people share on like social media. I've never watched a single, but I love the Pirates of the Caribbean ride over at Disneyland.
Well, they have it at both.
Okay, they have it at both. Yeah.
Yeah, but you should watch it, Steve. I think you would enjoy it.
I don't think I would.
Why not?
Because I don't really give enough about pirate movies.
You don't like Goonies?
I don't feel like that's really a pirate movie.
It's all about pirates.
It's current day people that end up in a pirate situation. I don't like going back in time, man.
It's not even going back in time.
Is it current? Are they current? Like, do they have iPhones?
No.
Oh my.
Are they driving cars?
No.
I don't want to watch it.
Oh, wow. The Kraken's in the second one.
Like Jordan Eberle?
Oh, my God.
Now, if Eberle's in it, I'll watch it. Yeah. All right, yeah. All right, so you guys know we all... Everyone uses ChatGPT now. I feel like ChatGPT is like the new Google.
It is.
Which, be careful, because sometimes it doesn't give you the proper information. But right. I thought this was kind of an interesting thing because they're just showing how advanced AI is getting. And they gave an example of two phones together using ChatGPT having a conversation. And just like with the conversations with my mom, they just can't get off the phone with each other because one of them just keeps talking.
Oh.
And I say, how is my mom? I honestly will have like a... a 3-minute conversation with my mom, and then I say goodbye, and then 15 minutes later, we're actually hanging up the phone. So here's an example of two robots having a conversation together.
If you ever need to talk or need more advice, I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. It's always good to have a sounding board. I'll definitely let you know how it goes. Thanks for the support.
Also, just how weird how advanced it's gotten. Like, they don't sound that robotic.
It freaks me out, man.
Anytime. I'm glad to be here for you. Take care and good luck with your chat.
Thanks a bunch. I'll catch you later and let you know how everything turns out. Take care.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. Take care.
You too. Have a great one.
It's like, get the hit, damn it.
Thanks. Looking forward to it. Enjoy your day.
Thanks so much. You enjoy your day as well.
Thank you. Take care.
You take care too. Talk to you soon.
They don't know how to hang up on each other, man.
Yeah, you hang up. No, you hang up.
That's how, like, it'll be my mom. Okay, love you, love you, love you. And then I'm just about to hang up the phone. I hear her go, how's the weather out there? And I'm like, ah, come on, mom. Oh, stop.
No. More from the world of the robots and ChatGPT.
Bye for now. Bye for now. Catch you later. See you later. See you later. Have a great one.
They can't figure it out. Also from ChatGPT's world, there's a 60-year-old man who was hospitalized. He had bromide toxicity after following what ChatGPT recommended.
I don't even know what bromide toxicity is.
Apparently, it is a toxic chemical, but ChatGPT said that they could use it as a salt substitute. So he was doing that over the course of 3 months, and then he ended up having paranoia, hallucinations, and eventually the need for medical treatment.
You got to be careful. I do enjoy using artificial intelligence because I do think they're if used in certain ways, I feel like it could be helpful, especially when, like, you sometimes feel a little overworked or you got this going on and it could get you some quick stuff. But you have to proceed with caution.
Yeah.
A lot of times I've almost been bit in the butt or even been bit in the butt with, like, you know, just something. I mean, not to the point where my health is at risk, but like working on like a dumb thing for the show. And it's just like, that doesn't seem real. And then I would even go back to it and say, is that the truth? And ChatGPT will be like, no, I thought you wanted a playful answer. And I was like, no, give me the truth. And then he'll say, my bad. And I'm like, oh, we're my badding these things now? Like, you're a freaking robot. Like, what are you, have you been taught to have human error?
What do you think is worse, WebMD or ChatGPT for doctor recommendations?
You know, I think ChatGPT because it's giving advice on, like, what, like, when somebody's like, because I've done that just out of curiosity, like, hey, can you work out a diet plan for me based on what I'm doing? And it does, and I'm like, that seems pretty good, but also, it's not a nutritionist, you know
no.
what I mean? It doesn't really know your body yet, and that's kind of scary that someone was just willing to take whatever the robot said and go with it.
Consult your physician, Rockaholics.
1,000%.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like a shot at beating the great Steve Migs this morning, who received his 69th tie earlier today? It was a very special, nice moment for the show.
It truly was.
Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Beat Migs at 850.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.